I'd like to start by saying welcome. Can everyone hear me? I'm going to try and speak as loud as I can. Can everyone hear me? Yeah. Okay, welcome to the historical marker dedication ceremony for Reverend Dr. Wendell Holmes McRidley, a man for all seasons. Now, that phrase, a man for all seasons, if I could have that water over there for some reason, I'm leading it. That phrase, a man for all seasons, comes from a play, which was later turned into a movie written by Robert Bolts. In it, he describes the focus and determination of one individual to do the right thing under difficult circumstances. Now, that certainly describes Reverend McRidley. He was born an enslaved person in 1842 in and around Nashville, Davidson County area. Now, we don't know much about his time as an enslaved person, but we do know as soon as he was set free, he used his time on this earth to squarely look at the desperate needs of his community and to serve them as a leader, expanding opportunities and standing up for what he perceived as right. Often under extremely, extremely difficult circumstances. We are all here today to honor this man whose focus and energy and determination makes him a towering figure in history, not only locally, but statewide, nationwide. He inspires us all. I know he inspires me, and he will continue to inspire future generations, especially because of this marker here in this area. Truly, a man for all seasons. Now, to get us started, I'd like to call Deacon Jonathan White of Second Baptist Church to lead us into prayer.
May we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy and thy blessed name. Father, we come into thy presence this morning just to say thank you most of all. Thank you for all of your many, many, many blessings. Blessings to us individually, blessing to our families, and blessing to this Cadiz community. Lord, we come just as humble as we know how, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you, Lord, just for giving us this beautiful day. A day that we've set aside to recognize Dr. McRidley, a man for all seasons. Lord, we just pray that you would have everything go as you would have it to go, Lord, that you would bless each and every one that's gathered here today, bless their families, Lord. Just bless us as you see fit, Lord. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures to all generations. Lord, we pray that this program goes as you would have it to go, and please forgive us of our many sins, those that we're aware of, and Lord, please forgive us for the ones that we're not aware of. These and all other blessings we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Reverend McRidley lifted up his voice and he rolled up his sleeves and worked hard to make sure that his community was represented by initially establishing a college, later by establishing community schools so that individuals in his community, this community, had good schools to attend. He founded and published the first African-American newspaper, and he worked within his political party to make sure that African-Americans had representation. Now, these amazing contributions and more, you'll hear more about it later on, have not diminished with the passage of time. Now, I will admit, as a history researcher myself, that they can be a little hard to find. And you can spend hours and hours at the library or online trying to find information. However, by making this marker possible, the Kentucky Historical Society has made sure that Reverend Dr. Mett Ridley's voice and his inspirational and timeless contributions are not lost and can now easily be found by those that come and visit this marker. Please join me in welcoming James B. Seaver, Jim Seaver, from the Kentucky Historical Society. I believe your title is a Community Engagement Coordinator. Please welcome Jim.
Hi, thank you all so much for being here this morning. I'm glad the weather cooperated. The first go of this in April, the rain did not hold off the way we would hope. So I know, unfortunately, very much so, yes, it's been worth the wait, I'm sure. And I'm grateful to you all for being here. I always say that I am the least interesting person in the speaker lineup, and that compels me to be brief in my remarks. But I always want to acknowledge the folks who have made the historical marker that you see behind us possible. First and foremost, Calandra Watts has worked so closely with me on this project and has really been the driving force behind it. But I know that you were working with a team of people who all have their fingerprints on this marker as well. So if you had a role, large or small, in this project, I know you should take pride in this today. I'm also very grateful to the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet for their assistance in having the marker installed. And one of the things that I love about the State Historical Marker Program as it operates today is that it is very much a community-driven program, meaning the topics that are commemorated on the landscape are brought to the Kentucky Historical Society by folks just like you who work with us to tell these stories. And thanks to a very generous appropriation by the Kentucky General Assembly, the marker topics that are approved, the cost of the design and the installation is covered completely by your state government. So we're grateful, yes, thank you to everybody who did that, because it shows that Kentucky really cares about its history, and acknowledging folks like Reverend Dr. McRidley and his wife, who would very easily be forgotten in some areas were it not for events like this, people like you all who care deeply about your local, regional, state, and national history, and markers like this that compel people to slow down when they're driving by, even if they've gone up and down this road hundreds, if not thousands of times before. Maybe it'll give them a moment to pause, get out of their car, look and read, and then discover the cemetery if they haven't paid it much attention before. And I think it's a really fitting way to acknowledge Dr. McRidley and his legacy and his grave somewhere here at this site. So in closing, thanks again to you all. And I appreciate you all being here, and I'm gonna step aside so somebody more interesting than me can speak. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, as I'm standing in this warm sunshine, sweating in this hot jacket, I'm just so thankful being here today on this wonderful, wonderful sunny day, and it's not raining or flooding, is the culmination of a lot of work and a lot of effort by a lot of people. And we thank you all. I won't single you out by name at this point, but we thank you all. We were supported by individuals, community organizations, churches, as well as elected officials. Please join me in welcoming our mayor, Todd King.
Thank you all for giving up your few minutes this morning to come to this dedication. And I can look out and see a lot of my city council members here, and I appreciate them giving up their time and appreciate them coming out and supporting this fine event. And I like to read something. They asked me about reading two or three paragraphs here, so just bear with me here. Wendell Holmes McReady, born into slavery in 1842, Reverend Dr. Wendell Holmes McReady was a leading social reformer in Kentucky. Until his death in 1932 with his wife, Annie McReady, the Cadiz Norman Theological College in 1887, which educated hundreds of African-American teachers and ministers before it closed in 1915. He also founded the Cadiz Informer, a weekly newspaper. During an era when discrimination severely limited Black people's access to political power, Reverend Dr. McReady also practiced law and served as a Kentucky delegate to two Republican national conventions. He also pastored the Second Baptist Church of Cadiz for 51 years. The McReadys also buried in unmarked graves at the United Brotherhood Cemetery. And also, I'd like to present a key and a plaque to Miss Calandra for a job well done. And I can remember about a year ago, Miss Regina and Miss Calandra came in my office at the mayor's office and talked to me about this. And I was absolutely 100% on board with this. And so if I could present this key and a plaque to Miss Calandra, the Cabrera Circle History Club, preserving the history for future generations. And I'd like to present this to you this morning.
Thank you very much. But this recognition, this wonderful plaque, certainly isn't mine alone. None of this could have happened without my fellow sisters in history research. Those that are here, could you please stand? We have Tanya Boyd, Regina Dillett, Davetta Scholler Amory. These are, please stay standing for half a second. These are only a few. We do have more, but they're busy working, getting ready for the reception. These individuals, in their own capacity, giving all that they have to give, to research, to find history, especially in this community, that is almost found its way to oblivion, to darkness, never to be heard or found before. These individuals take that little string and they pull it, and they research, and they bring it to life. And we do programs, much like the one, not like the one we're doing today, but we do programs that highlight history, especially in our community. History that was unknown, almost gone. So I personally thank you all, ladies, and I'd like a round of applause.
Please. Thank you, Padre.
Thank
you. And thank you all.
Oh, thank you.
As you've heard a little bit, Reverend McReady, Reverend Dr. McReady just did amazing things. And here to tell us even more is fellow historian Tanya Campbell Boyd. Tony.
At the San Opry. She was, but you go ahead now. Then I'll call back to him.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to say, as I live in Hopkinsville, but my heart is always Trick County. And my heart is always with my church, Second Baptist. And as a child, I grew up hearing about Doc McRidley from my great-grandmother and aunties. I am very honored to bring you a brief bio, and it will be brief, I promise. The Reverend Dr. Wendell Holmes McRidley was born an enslaved person in 1842, but went on to accomplish remarkable educational achievements. In 1884, he established the Cadiz Normal and Theological College in Cadiz, Kentucky, at a time when there were very few educational institutions for African Americans that they could attend. The institution was started in a wood frame building and was located on land donated by McRidley just a few hundred feet from this location. He obtained funds to operate the school during the early years by appealing to the surrounding community. Initially, he and his wife, Annie, taught most of the classes. However, the school was later able to attract additional teachers of the highest caliber. By 1910, the institution had graduated approximately 40 ministers and 170 teachers. All were critical to alleviating the severe shortage of qualified individuals willing to teach in African American schools. McRidley closed the Cadiz Normal and Theological College in 1915, the same year the Dunbar School for African Americans opened in Cadiz, Kentucky. In addition to being a leading African American educator in Kentucky, he was also active in politics, worked as a lawyer, a preacher in Cadiz, and published a newspaper. McRidley pastored Second Baptist Church in Cadiz, Kentucky for 51 years, from 1881 until his death in 1932. In addition to his efforts as an innovative educator and minister, he also started the Cadiz Informer, a weekly newspaper with a readership of over 10,000 people. The paper was regularly published until the facility, along with his personal library, were destroyed by fire. Active in politics, he was a Kentucky delegate in 1900 and an alternate delegate in 1916 to the Republican National Convention. This remarkable individual was active in all aspects of his life, never giving up on educating the underserved, marginalized by segregation, never giving up on reaching out to his religious community to live a good life, and never giving up on pushing his political party to right the wrongs that he saw. The Reverend Dr. McRidley died on February 21st, 1932, giving up his fight in this life while trying to reach the pulpit to conduct afternoon services. He and his wife, Annie, are buried in an unmarked grave in United Brotherhood Federation Cemetery. And I thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. Our next speaker, who's been very helpful to us, and I'm so thankful that he is here, is Judge Stan Humphrey.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and thank you all for coming and standing out today in this beautiful weather. We have had a Passover a couple times due to the extreme weather, but today is such a wonderful day. It highlights the life of Reverend Dr. McRidley, and so I think it's just fitting that we have this today. You know, all the things that have been said, there's not a whole lot that I can add to that except the fact that it is an inspiration when you hear of the life of someone like Reverend Dr. McRidley. You think about, in today's world, the easy things that we have in today's world as compared to that time, and how we often complain and find issue or fault with everything that's going on around us, and we say, oh, I'm going to give up on that. That's too difficult to accomplish. If you look at the life and times of this gentleman here, to think about all the hardships he overcame and still impressed upon him to move forward for his fellow mankind, it is inspirational. It is inspiring to us all. And for those of us who are elected officials, for those of us who are community leaders, whether it's in church or otherwise in the community, to think about the things that we sometimes find as stumbling blocks for us, that we say, I can't overcome this obstacle. But to move forward in just a positive way that impacts not only the lives then, but 100 years later, we're finding ways that we can take the life of this reverend and inspire ourselves to do better in our communities. So I think it's very fitting today that we have this group here that is paying tribute. Thank you, Kentucky Historical Society. We have guests from out of town who've been inspirational with the Baptist Church, who have found ways to inspire and be positive in bringing this to light today. I just can't believe some of the things that he did accomplish. And it's been read and discussed numerous times today. But beginning with basically nothing and finding a way to put this in place here in Trigg County. As I grew up years ago and I heard of McRidley Street and I heard of, a gentleman named McRidley, I didn't know all the things he did. And so, Calandra, and you and the Kiberi Historical Club, for bringing this to light for us, that we don't lose history. You're fine. As a past history teacher, to think about all the things that we may have missed out on, if you all wouldn't have inspired us to dig a little deeper and find a little more information about this. So again, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it, Calandra, and all the group that has been inspirational of this. Such a wonderful day, such a wonderful young man, a memory of a man to inspire us all. Thank you today.
Thank you so much. As I've listened to various people think, I'm so filled with pride, because it really, really does take a village. It's not just one person, it takes all of you. You coming out and hearing what has to be said, those people who are tasked with researching, we each have our own role. And I am just so thankful. A very large part of Reverend McRidley's legacy is his dedication to youth. First, against all odds, he established a college to train leaders and young teachers. Later, he established schools. I thought it was just one, but he established multiple community schools for an underserved community, this community. To honor that legacy, the community youth choir, under the direction of Janetta Scholler Amerine, has prepared a musical selection. Janetta. And young people.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I'm so proud of them. This is my youth group. I tour most of them. The kids are have been asked to perform at the Fort Donelson event that they had to recognize the African-American soldiers whose served in the Union Army. And then also they have performed several times for Juneteenth celebration. So I'm very proud of them. And we're going to sing about love, because right now in this world, we need love. Dr. McRidley was about love. I heard about him all my life. I'm a member of Second Baptist Church, and I heard about him all my life. And so we wanted to sing about love right now.
Small Wash, that's inspiring, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Certainly inspiring. Well, the time is almost here. And hopefully we haven't gone on too long, but we had a lot to say, and quite honestly, we could have said more. What I'd like to do before we actually do get to the unveiling is just to take a few moments to reflect upon the man that brings us here today, Reverend Dr. Wendell Holmes McRidley. And while you're doing that, I would like to call the Kabiri History Club members who are here, as well as two very special young people, to rise up and come forth. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the two children that are here. Young people, please come forward with the flowers. They will lay flowers at the base of the history marker. Reverend Ridley's marker. These individuals have deep ties to the community, even though they're very young. How old are you?
This is 11.
This is Jamara Burke and Chandler Mays. How old are you?
12.
All right. Very young. But what you may not know about them is that Chandler Mays, his great-great-grandfather, John Tandy, was educated at the normal school founded by Reverend Dr. McRidley. And he later went on to serve as a deacon. I slightly remember Mr. John Tandy. As Jamara Burks, her great-great-grandmother, who's also related to Chandler, was Miss Robbie Mays. And she was a member of Second Baptist during the Reverend McRidley pastorship. And something that I just found out today that I think is just wonderful, the great-great-grandfather of Chandler Mays was amongst the group of men who decided to bring Reverend McRidley to pastor at Second Baptist. So this 12 and 11 years old individuals, these individuals have deep, deep roots to this community and a legacy, which we just uncovered recently. So there's history all about us. We just have to be open. I'd like to call the Kabiri as we get move closer to unveiling. Members of the Kabiri History Club who happen to be here, to please come and take your place on either side of this wonderful marker. I haven't even seen it myself. For the first time, and without further ado, let's pull down that veil, that drape.
Please.
With a little assist, Sanchez, let's pull down that drape and unveil this wonderful. And when you get a chance, please take time to come and read. It's on both sides. And your friends and neighbors who aren't here, please tell them. Your church members, come on down and read about this wonderful man. That concludes our ceremony for the marker dedication for Reverend Dr. Wendell Holmes McRibbon. A man for all seasons. Thank you. Please don't forget, for those who can, we are having a reception at the Genesis Community Center. Some of our members are here, so I can only assume that they are working hard. We're also going to have further discussions. We have historians, at least two that I know of, who are locally and somewhat locally, who have written and researched a great deal about Reverend Dr. Matt Ridley, and will be sharing some of their knowledge with you, as well as refreshments. We are going to feed you a little something. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.